This is a really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gratham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
What's up, guys? It's time for another edition of the Fawcast. We're here at Charterhouse. I'm Jared Stansberry. What's up, Mark Charter?
Oh, a lot. The world, you know. Little Cubbies. Cubbies looked great last night, by the way.
They did. They look great.
Huge Cubs fan. Is this 99, by the way? Episode 99?
Yeah.
We lose track every week.
You know, it's 99.
So we're definitely going to have to do this party if we're doing this party thing.
Yeah, so we're doing the party. We have two parties next week, back to back.
Boom!
At Thunderhead.
Love
it. Are people going to be tired of us?
Yes.
Hell no, dude.
You.
Dude, look at us. We've been together 99 times doing this stuff. We still love each other.
No, I get pretty tired of
you. We slept together this weekend. What are you talking about?
This just got weird.
Wow. We did. I put pillows in between the bed, though.
Pillows?
Yeah. Put pillows, like a line, like just this is a line, don't cross it. And for the most part, Mark stayed on his side of the bed.
I didn't come close to that.
Problem was, is Mark was farting about every 2 seconds while
here's,
in bed.
This is funny. So Gray and I had an epic weekend in Vegas, and we can cap that Vegas weekend here. But we stayed there 3 nights. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, we were at the Palazzo Hotel. And this was funny. Got my morning off to a good start. So Gray and I were sharing the bed Friday night, Saturday night. And then Monday morning I wake up. So Sunday night I go to bed. No one would be surprised that I was asleep first. But
every night, weren't you asleep first?
I don't know. I'm old. So when I actually went to sleep, my other two roommates, including Gray, weren't in the room yet, but I fell asleep. So I wake up on Monday morning, the shades are drawn, it's dark in the room, and I roll over and hear Gray stirring, and I start talking to Gray about Nick, our other roommate. I'm like, what time did Nick come home? Did he win any money last night? Blah, blah, blah. And then I hear a voice say, you serious? And then it dawns on me that I'm actually talking to Nick. They had switched spots. I didn't know who I was sleeping with all night. But that's Vegas. You rarely know who you go to bed with in Vegas. So I didn't know. But we had a really polite roommate too. Nick,
we locked him out one night because we didn't want the other guys to jump in on us, uh-huh. Thinking that what?
That sounded bad.
Yeah, it did.
What?
Jump in on you?
Yeah, that sounded bad.
Okay, so we had a joint suites, right, with a door in the middle.
Yeah.
So we opened it up and. Together in about 1,400 square foot of room. It was great. It was a great setup. But, you know, you get a couple guys that come back at 3 in the morning. Maybe they've been drinking a lot. You're worried that they kind of come in. They're being a little rowdy,
yep.
One of which was a little rowdier than others. And he'd been known to do a cannonball onto a bed where people were sleeping to wake him up.
He's a big dude, too. You don't want him cannonballing.
Yeah, you don't
bed.
Want that. So I shut that door to make sure they couldn't get in, thinking Nick had a key,
uh-huh.
And he could get into the main door. He didn't have a key. So
why?
I don't know. He forgot his key. But that's okay, right? Just knock on the door, come with chin. No, he didn't want to wake us up at 3 in the morning. He's being really polite. So he slept in the other room with the other guys in a chair, sitting straight up the whole night.
All he had to do, literally, was knock loudly or call. The room phone was extremely loud. I mean, that would wake you up. Do anything to
go
wake
down,
us up.
Get another key from the lobby. I mean, there was plenty of options.
I would have just pounded on the door and said, wake up.
Yeah.
And that would have worked. And was staggered over and opened the door, and he could have slept normally. But for some reason, I didn't want to wake you guys up.
So we don't really feel sorry for him that he had to sleep in a chair the whole night, because that's really on him.
That was very nice of him, though.
It was too nice.
Is it so nice that it's douchey almost?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very douchey.
Yeah. So every year I give guys their grades for the trip. It's just what I like to do. So I text the group and I give them a letter grade based on their effort.
What did Adam get?
In Vegas. So last year, do you remember your grade last year?
I got an F-, I believe, last year.
Yeah, just because,
because I gave you crap because you slept in your suite all the time.
Screw that guy. for the record, and Gray says he didn't actually do it, and that might be true, but Gray was the only one last year that attempted to take a nap during the day.
That is 100% false, by the way. Other people took naps, and I did not.
Whatever.
Wrong.
So anyway, I was gonna give Gray another F this year. Because why not? You know, I like to give him an F when I give everyone else A's and B's. It's just the way we go. But Gray and me this year. So here's why Gray is good at sales. I'll say something nice about Gray because it's so rare. I can be pretty good at sales, right? It's what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. When it's time for me to turn it on, chiropractor next door just came and grabbed his package. That's not a bad tip. But when it's time for me to turn it on, I could turn it on. But if I'm not doing that, I'm just normally being myself. It just depends on my mood. Sometimes I want to go out and meet with people, and other times I'm content to be alone and watch a game and not talk to anybody. What I don't have the ability to do, that Gray does have the ability to do, that I witness firsthand, is chit-chat, right? Small talk, all that stuff. Gray is an epic small talker. Right? Doesn't matter. You sit like the dealers at the table, the blackjack dealers, the craps dealers. He's there like 3 minutes and he's giving them knucks. They're high fiving. He knows their life story. Say we're watching football. The couple sitting next to us, an older couple, probably in their 50s. Gray spends like 2 hours talking to these people about vasectomies and.
Yeah, we got vasectomies.
All sorts of stuff. So like Gray has that ability that I don't have to like just like.
They bots, man.
And I don't know if it's genuine. I don't know if he actually cares about these people or he's just really good at schmoozing.
He's just like I've noticed this when we go to benchwarmers. He always has a dad joke prepared for the waitress.
Yeah.
Like he's just one of those guys. It's just he's the engaging dad.
So yeah, he impressed me with those skills. I had not really seen them come out until this trip. But
I appreciate that. I do love chit chat. A lot of people hate small talk. I love it, and I did enjoy talking to the nice couple from Charleston. My favorite part, though,
of course,
chit-chatting.
He remembers where they're from.
Of course, man.
No, they all like left. I stayed with this couple. It was their anniversary, and I talked to them for.
They're probably like, get this bozo out of here.
No, they love me.
No,
they love me.
We literally went to go gamble and go somewhere else, and Gray's like, no, I'm going to hang with this couple.
I mean, they're like 55, 60 years old.
Yeah,
that was great. Loved it.
Perfect for you.
They kept buying us buckets of beer, and I mean, it was great. There was these craps dealers, and the craps dealers there dressed as referees. They had the referee uniforms on. So I show up there, and I'm like, which one of you dickheads ref the 12 tournament last year? And only one of them understood my joke and was laughing. The others didn't get it. But every time craps would come up, I would say, is Bill Self in your pocket? And I was making little jokes
Yeah.
That I enjoyed giving them crap. Most of them are really good as far as giving you crap back and, you know, playing with you. When you get those dealers, blackjack dealers or craps, and they just won't converse with you.
Stone face.
It's not fun.
Stone face.
I mean, that's the most fun thing about sitting down at a blackjack table is conversing, having fun with these dealers and the people that come randomly. And, you know, I met people from Israel. I met people from all over the United States. I like that aspect. I like talking to people like that.
It was by the way, gambling tip here, and let's talk a little bit about the gambling.
Don't do it, guys.
I'm an open book when it comes to this stuff because we want to talk about a couple tough beats. First of all, if you're going to Vegas and you want to play, we'll use blackjack as an example. Do not do that in a major hotel because the Palazzo is where we're staying. As an example, that the Palazzo cost, according to what I read on Google, $1.9 billion to build that casino. They've got to pay for that thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to do that through crappy odds. So as an example, they play for a blackjack. If you go back, and I'm old enough to say if you go back, blackjacks used to be 2-1 payout, and it was a big deal to hit a blackjack.
Yep.
When you hit a blackjack there, it's 6-5. So you make a couple bucks more on a $10 bet. Hardly a big win, right? On top of that, blackjack is often like a six-deck shoe, which means they put six decks together and then they deal through those six decks. So over a period of time, you can start to get a feel of there's a lot of tens, there's a lot of twos, whatever, to place bets appropriately. What they do at the Platzu is they deal about a half deck. And then take that deck back and put it in their automatic shuffler and keep dealing. So you never get a read on where the cards are.
They didn't do that in all of them, just that one week on Monday morning.
Yeah, but an advantage. So the point is, if you're going there to gamble and you want favorable payouts and you want a six-deck shoe and things like that, you got to go downtown, which I think we would do next year to go try some of the older casinos that aren't paying for these huge buildings. They're willing to pay you more. But most of us did sports betting. Right?
Yeah.
So Gray had an epic, tough beat. I had to, and I'm willing to tell people because, hey, everybody already thinks I'm a douche when it comes to money anyway, so I got nothing to lose. I had two bets that would have paid. First one was six-team parlay. I had three winners that had to win outright. They won. Two of those won. I had three games via the spread. I hit all those. If Michigan State, who started the game up 14-0, if Michigan State had won, I would have won $14,000. So Michigan State cost me $14,000 because they pooped down their pants on their own home field against Northwestern.
They only gave up like 50-some. I mean,
yeah, and then
good effort.
And then the second one, and you can say I'm dumb for betting this. They're my team. But I had Bears -2.5. They lost a home to Jags. If that one had come through, I think it was about 11,000. But one another parlay that I'd won everything else. That was the last game.
If you want to know the difference in how much we bet, I lost the parlay for the Bears as well. I would have won $350.
There you go.
So just a slight difference in the wagers that were placed on that one.
So long story short, no more beat around the bush. I lost all the money that I took. I didn't win a thing, and I don't think we had a group of winners this year.
None. 0-7 on that.
So tell them specifically your bad beat, because it's almost the worst way you can get beat.
Yeah,
the way
well,
you got beat.
So I had a couple bad beats, more than that, but the worst one I've ever received, I had the Florida-Missouri under for 51, and with about 2-3 minutes to go in the first half, the score was 6-0. I'm gold.
It's locked in.
Missouri quarterback proceeds to throw two pick sixes to end the half. 20-0. Pissed off, but I'm still looking at it. Well, they still need to score 31 points.
Yep.
I'm good. With about 2 minutes to go in that game, the under was a lock. They were like 10 points away, 12 points away. I am literally walking in line to go cash my ticket. Missouri scores a touchdown with a minute to go. Still hitting the under. No big deal. It's over. They're down 20-some points. They decide to kick an onside kick. Why are you kicking an onside kick when the game is over there? I don't know. They did, right? Florida receives the onside kick, returns the onside kick touchdown, which happens, once a year?
Not even once a year.
Hits the over, and I lose the bet. On an onside return for a touchdown.
You know why that happened? Because he went to get in line.
The return onside kick is right. Bad enough. The return onside kick, when they didn't need to do the onside, is worse.
Oh, literally, worse. People were saying, no way, Gray, no way. And I look up there, and I see them running in the end zone, and I go, did they return the kickoff? That, like, if they would have just kicked and returned it,
yep,
that would have been a bad beat. But the onside return, ugh.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was brutal. Iowa State obviously did us no favors by covering that game.
Another thing I wanted to point out, and I realize for people that are listening that don't give a crap about gambling, I'm sorry, but this is somewhat interesting to me. When we first got there, and I didn't know this, but when we first got there, I placed a fairly sizable wager on the Louisville game, which I lost because I lost a lot of games this weekend. But with that being said, I think I went 4-1 on the FODcast picks this week.
You did.
So there,
you should have just bet those.
So we got there. I made a fairly sizable bet, and as soon as I made that bet, we looked up at the board, and the line changed. Now, keep in mind, this line for that casino is the overall line. And we're joking around that, holy crap, that bet just moved the line. Like, your bet literally moved the line. And we didn't know if it was true or not, but it was just speculation. But then fast forward to when Kershaw shut out the Dodgers. I was in line right behind a guy that went up to the window and placed an $11,000 bet on the under. The under in that game was 6.5 points. Obviously, the final was 1-0, so he won very, very easily. But they wouldn't allow him to place all $11,000 on one. I don't know why, but he said, can I split it up? And they said, yeah, you can do that. So he said, all right, I'll split it up. I'll bet half of it, and then let me step back and see if that changes the line, and then I'll decide on my next bet. So he did. So the point is, that would have been $5,500 maybe. I'm not sure exactly how he split it. But what I learned is a bet roughly that size can literally change a line in the casino. This was a guy that obviously knew what he was doing. He seemed professional. So it doesn't take a whole lot of money within one casino to change a line. So the bet that I placed maybe did. I used to think it would be way more money than that to actually move a line, but mm-hmm. but it's not. So anyway, we don't have to keep talking about gambling. I just like to.
Long story short, we went out. We had a good time. We lost money.
Why are you so bad at picks?
I'm horrible at picks. Anybody that wants to win money, listen to my picks this week. My last here I am. The last 4 weeks, I have won 6 games out of 20.
That's horrible.
So that's 6-14 the last 4 weeks.
So anyone that wants to make money, bet against you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie, yeah, you went 4-1. Williams, though, he went 0-5. And because he went 0-5 and he knew a shot was coming,
he bailed.
He decided, Jared, fill in for me. He said, Jared, you have to take the shot this week for Williams.
What is it?
No, I'm kidding. Williams is taking it next week.
Oh, okay.
I did joke with him. Last night I was texting him, telling him he had to take a shot. He said, well, what's it going to be? I said, your wife's breast milk. You know, you're going to
get something. No, you said it was me from a dog.
Oh, dog breast milk.
Oh, dog breast milk.
That's right. I did say that.
I love it.
You know, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk them? I knew that one. Should we go right in our picks now since we're talking about them?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, let's do that.
I've got C-Dub's picks.
Then we're going to talk about Jared's personal
life. Jared, did you do your own picks too just to bring him in here? See if maybe you can at least help us out?
No, I'm going on Chris's.
Okay, why don't you start off with the first one for Chris?
All right, he has the under at 42.5 for Wisconsin at Iowa. That's a pretty good pick, I'd say.
That's a good one.
I don't hate it. I will piggyback off that pick. I'm taking Wisconsin -3. Not a believer in the Hawks.
Neither am I.
Even though they have the best offensive line.
Hang on. It's 3.5. Does that make you change it?
Son of a beast.
We do this every week. Every week you try to, like, you know, get half a point. And you don't need it because you're actually picking right ones lately.
I'll take the hook on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to take it too. I'm going to take it. The only thing that scares me about that game is Wisconsin's had some tough games. And that, I mean, overtime at home against Ohio State, how are they going to do now going on the road? But they still should be able to just dominate Iowa front, I would think.
I think they're clearly the better team.
That game seems like it's primed for like a 17-10 final score.
Yep.
Oh, there's no question. Yep. Yeah.
All right. He's got the over at 58 for Ohio State at Penn State. He must think that Ohio State's going to score a lot of points in that one.
I thought they were going to score a lot of points against Wisconsin. Actually, they
hit the over.
They did go over in that game. All right. I'm going to – this is a line, especially coming off last week. Michigan State, I think, stinks, and I'm never betting Michigan State again because screw those guys. But I'm going to take Northwestern -2 at home over Indiana. I don't think Indiana's that good. I really don't. So give me the
– Chris has it at 1.5.
Oh, I'll take that even more. Is it, Greg?
Jeez, you gotta make me do all the work here.
Mr. Fish Line guy.
All right, it's Northwestern here. It is -1.5.
I'll take it.
Chris is taking that too.
Michigan State, by the way, is officially ass gravy. That was the phrase I learned this weekend that I'm using for the rest of my life.
What is that? Like, what is the origin of ass gravy?
Imagine, you go work out, and it's, like, the worst workout ever, and then you go home, and you check your underpants. Like, that's ass gravy. That's the worst of the worst, dude. Like, you don't want to be that. So, they're horrible.
Yeah. When that was dropped, I had to do a double take. Like, what? Never heard that saying before.
A bud of ours unleashed that on us in Vegas, and I've been saying it ever since. Can't help it.
What do you got, Gray?
I'm gonna go with Matt Campbell's old team, Toledo, -10.5 against Central Michigan.
Okay.
You like that one?
I don't know anything about the Central Michigan Chippewas.
You don't?
No. Are they any good?
Ask Krogs. Krogs, I think, has written a couple of blogs about them.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Chris has Stanford -1.5 against Colorado.
That game's got to be at Stanford.
It's a Stanford versus Colorado.
Game's just a Stanford. Yep. And interestingly enough, I'm on the opposite side of that.
Colorado, good.
I'm taking Colorado. Stanford hasn't done anything to impress me.
Colorado might win the North.
I'm taking Colorado.
So you got Colorado +1.5. He's got Stanford -1.5.
Yep.
This is going to be a deal breaker right here, fellas. Okay. Gosh, what do I want? What do I want? Go ahead. Read off his next one for me.
Houston -21 at SMU. That's a lot of points.
It is. I'm not a big believer in Houston at this point. You shouldn't lose to Navy.
No.
No disrespect to the Naval Academy, but
I think facts. SMU is probably really, really bad, though.
They are really, really bad. Yeah, agreed.
I will take Utah +7 at UCLA. UCLA, they just seem soft. Did you see the Washington State player, by the way?
Yeah, he went off because what'd they do? They were warming up on his side.
Yeah.
He called them douchebags.
Oh, my gosh. It was great.
Can I say that?
And then he said, no, don't delete that. Don't cut that. If it's true. Have you seen that clip yet?
I have not. I need to know.
You got to go watch
it. All right. The next two picks, I'm just not a big believer in, but I'm making them anyway. Gut feel. Give me the huge line, Bama, minus 18 over AM.
Yeah.
Bama is not a close home game yet. They've been killing people.
They're
maybe they won by 19. 19 might have been closest, but Bama looks like a professional team playing college football. So I think they can roll at home in that game.
They're probably going to get like 5 pick sixes on Trevor Knight.
Could. That would be great.
This game just seems primed for a Trevor Knight 5 interception performance.
Yeah. Bama just at home, yeah, they get rolling, it's going to get ugly. So, that's a surprising, for a top 10 matchup, that's a surprising line.
Right.
Very surprising. But I'll take it.
What do you got, Gray?
I don't know. My college football has been so bad lately that I think I just closed my eyes point.
You're going pro?
And have a better chance.
Okay, go pro.
I'm going to go pro for my fifth one here. I'm going to go in the SEC.
You said you're going to go pro. That's not pro.
And my next one, for the fifth one. I got two more picks left to go. I'm going to take Mississippi at plus 6.5 at LSU.
All righty.
I don't know about that.
That's fine.
That's a bad pick.
That's fine. I'm sure it is. My college picks the last 2 weeks have been on a Fallcast 0-8. The only two I've won have been NFL.
That's not good.
It's horrible.
That would be a bad percentage.
Well, it's going to be at least more then.
All right. What do you got, Gray?
Yeah, what's
you got Williams.
He's done.
Williams subs.
He's got all his picks.
Oh, you did all?
Yeah.
Yeah, Williams has done them all. I hope he goes 0-5 again.
My last one is this is mostly based off last week and really nothing else. I'm going to take Oklahoma minus 13 against Tech. I think Oklahoma's defense can make enough stops. Tech's defense is, let's face it, boys, it's ass gravy.
Mm-hmm. Ass gravy.
All right. So
I believe that one's 13.5.
It don't matter. I'll take 13.5.
Yep.
I think they won by 21 or more.
Their offense isn't even as good as
it's actually. It's actually 14 now.
Would you shut up?
It's 14.
It was 13 when I looked this morning.
Well, a lot of people think that Texas is Texas gravy.
Fine. If I have to take push, I will.
They are, though.
Yeah.
That may or may not have been one that I lost in Vegas.
Wait, did I not read them all? Oh, wait, you didn't.
I
said down Houston.
I haven't
written
down, okay. Yeah. Just be patient here.
I'll just make sure.
Be patient. All right, one more for Greg.
One more. I'm gonna go tonight's game. The Green Bay Packers look like ass gravy lately.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers looks like a guy that's not even a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Can't complete normal passes. But you know what always cures everything like that? The Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Chicago Bears can cure a lot.
The Bears.
They just lost a heartbreaking game and that they should not have lost at home. Green Bay lost one at home. I think they got embarrassed by the Cowboys. I think that pisses them off. And these Thursday night games traditionally are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just say Green Bay is going to just roll because Chicago is going to not want to be there.
I'm going to tell you something here. Here's why you might be wrong. And I wouldn't touch that game. But I was texting our group this earlier. The last 15 starts for Aaron Rodgers, he's 7-8. He's got a 58.1 completion percentage. He's twice thrown for 300 yards.
Yep.
Quarterback rating of 84. You know who betters him in almost every category in his last 15 starts? And you have to go further back for this.
Brian
Hoyer.
Yeah.
Better numbers than that. So we still have this perception of Aaron Rodgers as being the best in the league or one of them. But lately, he's been anything but that. But you're right. It's the Bears, and he might throw for 19 touchdowns.
It's Lambeau Field, where they're the only game on, and usually that's pretty tough.
They got smacked by the Cowboys last weekend.
They did, but the Cowboys got the best offensive line in football, and they can run.
True.
The Bears can't. They're not going to run on them. The Packers' run defense is typically pretty good.
Do you guys think, by the way, that I've heard people say this, and I didn't agree with it, Thursday Night Football across the board is horrible.
Awful.
But the way that you make Thursday Night Football work, and you couldn't do this because they started too early, I get that, but in theory, if Thursday Night Football, the two teams that were playing had a bye the previous week.
They're rested.
And then, so they're rested for that game, and then obviously they wouldn't play Sunday, so they'd have all that time behind it as well. Then at least the quality of the football would be better. You get these teams that are literally coming off 3 days rest. They barely practice. They're still banged up. They're not ready to go. And you get crappy football.
Yep, I agree.
You know, even a game like this should be a game. The quality of the football is going to blow tonight. And I get why they do it. It's ratings. It's a chance for somebody to gamble a game on Thursday. It's whatever. But
you think it's because of the gambling?
No, not necessarily. I think it's more about ratings. The NFL wants to put another piece of product out there.
Sure.
What I do think is about gambling is when you get the ESPN Appalachian State Wednesday night games that nobody cares about, that's the only game playing. That's about gambling.
Why is that not about ratings, too? People watch football.
No, I don't know anybody that's watching a game like that unless they have action on it.
Yeah, but the ratings for that game is better than what you would see for 99% of other TV.
ESPN wants to put live content on regardless of what it is. They would rather it be, whether or not it's a, you know, like you said, Appalachian State and Georgia State or Georgia Southern.
It's always schools like that. Yeah. Arkansas State.
It's the Fun Belt.
Yeah. Yeah, because they want to get on national TV.
Right.
They don't care what day it is. But no, football like that stinks. But anyway, no one's watching anymore anyway, right? NFL ratings are down, so they say?
They are down. Down a lot. I think I heard Monday Night Football is down about 20% the last 2 years.
So is it mostly about bad games, though? The matchups haven't been great.
Maybe a little bit of that. How much of it is people are cutting cable?
How much is it that people are just tired of football?
No, I don't think that
there's too much football on TV. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but people complain so much when football season's over.
Because the two like normal slots on Sunday, the 1 and 4 or whatever it is, they're pretty much the same as they've always been.
Yeah.
But then all the primetime slots are the ones that are way down. So it's like,
there's just
like people are used to watching football at that one Sundays. Time on yeah. Sunday in the afternoon.
Well, what
but
else
then
is
there's
there?
Just more going on at those other times.
What else is there to watch on a Sunday? Where Thursday's a Monday night, there might be some program television that people will enjoy watching more. Maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to say kid activities, but there's kids' activities on Sunday. So I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell even said, I don't know what the reason is for it right now. We'll try to figure out what the reason is.
I don't think this will ever change, but if it was about getting as many eyes on as many games as possible, the NFL has a model that doesn't allow for that because you've got the noon games on Sunday, you usually got 9 of them, 8 of them. And unless you're watching Red Zone, you're only watching one game, and you're missing 8 games.
Yeah.
So that's why the Thursday game, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game are special because it's the only one. And you can focus on that and watch. You know, part of me doesn't even like that first round of games because unless you're watching Red Zone, which a lot of people watch now, you miss a ton of football. But so it seems like in theory they could just spread flat all over the week. They have a Monday game, a Tuesday game, a Wednesday game, a Thursday game, and just do it that way, which I don't think they'll ever do because Sunday's their day. But no. And then a little bit of it supposedly has to do with protests and things like that.
Yeah, I would say that's like a half a percentage maybe.
Not much.
I personally would not watch a game. I mean, I don't want to watch Kaepernick. It's made me not want to watch him
because
I think he's a douche, but and he sucks. I mean, that too. But.
Look, if you move past his have you ever seen a quarterback look so good for his first 2 years and then just be so bad? I mean, Colin Kaepernick was great there for a while.
Yeah.
He was great.
He was the reason. He was pretty much the reason they went out and won Super Bowl.
Well, no, not really. But the year before, they should have gone to the Super Bowl with Alex Smith, too. I mean, that team was built on defense and running. But he was great.
He took their – like, their offense was good when Alex Smith, but then he added, like, a whole new dynamic to it, you know?
Yep.
Have you noticed, too, by the way, I noticed this the other day, unless I've missed it, which I don't think I am, and, again, we're in the playoffs, so there's less teams, but you've got players in the NFL that are sitting down during the national anthem, taking a knee, et cetera, but that hasn't translated over to baseball. I haven't seen anybody in baseball doing it. Am I missing somebody?
Did you see when they interviewed Adam Jones from Baltimore Orioles, what he basically said?
Mm-mm.
It's harder for them to do it in that sport because he feels as a black man,
there's not enough of them?
Pretty essentially is what he said.
Yeah.
And I mean, hey.
I mean, there's a lot of quote unquote black people in baseball, but many of them are not from the United States of America. They're from other countries and don't care about the national anthem to begin with. Black Americans, there's not a lot in Major League Baseball.
No, there are not, and I think that was kind of his point. Here's my question for you though, and Jared, here's my question for you. Have you texted Cyclone to 31996 yet?
Boom! What a segue.
You like that right there?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You done it?
Nice. I haven't. No.
Do it right now. Well, I got you on the phone.
By the way, I did.
I'm not on the phone.
You did?
I did.
Yeah. People that did not listen last week, which who here didn't listen last week? That doesn't even make sense.
Nope.
Can you say the number again?
Yeah. You text Cyclones.
I want the number.
You know how to spell that?
Yeah, I know how to spell
it. Okay. 31996.
996.
You'll get on the list to be notified Cyclones. The day that the Cymojis launches. How big time is this going to be?
These things are legit, by the way.
They are legit. We've seen it.
You want to be one of these people. Like you want to be an early adopter. You know, they have that term for Apple products and things like that. You do want to be one of the first people to tell your friends who don't listen to this podcast. First of all, those friends are stupid.
Yeah, you need new friends.
But you want to be able to tell them. You want to be the guy that says, dude, check out this thing. Or text them as soon as you get these Cymojis.
Yeah.
You can text them like the picture of the swans in Lake Luverne. So this is how I feel about you. I'm in love with you.
Seriously.
Or whatever.
The college kids, your game with the ladies, it's gonna be so much more improved. When you can send kissing swans to a girl, how does she say no to that?
We need to make Cyclone Fanatic emojis like an add-on purchase.
Oh.
99 cents.
You know how much money they would make? People would be just downloading that like crazy.
Here's my inside joke. If I want to text my wife and suggest that maybe we have some fun, I'm just going to text her the emoji of the campanile. That's all I'm going to do. You can figure that one. What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, they texted me back.
I want to. Yep.
Wait. Yeah, they texted you back.
It said Reway. What does that mean?
Reway.
Oh, there we go. Thanks for the text. We'll hit you up.
There you go.
Boom.
If we did Cyclone
nice.
Fanatic emojis,
yeah.
I would definitely get one of me just posterizing Jared as he goes up like a dunk and just swatting him. That would be
that's a lot of detail for one emoji.
By the way, rumor has it that we know the guy behind these emojis.
May or may not be true.
I don't think it's too much to ask that we take the Johnny Illustrated art for the Fawcast and get that added to this board so people can send their Fawcast emojis. I think it makes complete sense.
I think that's a good idea.
I think we need to make that happen.
So people listening right now, if you haven't already, jump on Apple or Google Play Store. They'll be available on the Apple or Google Play Store here very, very soon. Can't tell you exactly when, but you will get a notification if you text Cyclones to 31996. Get on it. Do it.
You'll want them. I've seen them. They're cool. For sure. All right, segue into something else. Tough guy.
What?
I came here prepared to do a shot. I was ready.
Were you?
Yeah, I really thought you were going to make me.
Have you been following the shots that we've been
doing?
Yeah,
I have, yeah. So you guys have been kind of weak with them sometimes.
No, Williams has been weak. Williams has been
I don't know. That's not what I heard last week. It sounded like you got your butt kicked last week, dude.
It was still healthy.
Yeah, so. It wasn't bad.
It smelled awful.
It wasn't a shot. I had to use a spoon to eat it.
Yeah, it was not even a
Didn't
smoothie.
You almost puke?
No, gosh, no. Come on, I'm a man.
The worst one by far has been Gray having
to make you do a Vegas bump.
Eat cat food.
To say Jared came here as a 22-year-old, he's like, "Guys, ready for my shot? Give me some alcohol."
No, he wants to.
Some tequila. I saw
Krogs out at Sips last night.
Krogs turned 21. Happy birthday to Krogs, by the way.
Yeah.
And then Jeff Woody turned, 26 yesterday.
Man, that's...
Is Woody only 26?
I saw a picture of him on Facebook when he had hair.
I saw that too.
Dude, if you're a bald man, you look way older than you are, because I would not have thought he was only 26 years old.
How you would have thought he'd...
He just got out of college.
I know, but I don't think in terms of... Like, Gray is always like, oh, yeah, that was the 2005 season. He always knows exactly when things are.
Yeah.
I don't think of those perspectives. I would have thought he was 30 already.
I'll let him know that
when you're bald, you don't necessarily look young.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's usually like a hairstyle or something that makes you look a certain age.
Yeah.
Or like me, I have plenty of gray. You know, if you don't have any gray, you can say, all right, you're probably pretty young. You know, you don't have any. So I bucked the trend
The gray does get depressing the more and more it comes in a little bit, doesn't it? It does for me.
Yeah.
So you saw Krogs at Sips last night.
Yeah.
How was Krogs? Was he in a right state of mind?
No.
So, no.
So I'm just going to guess here.
As Dan Patrick would say, he was into his cups.
Love Krogs. I'm going to guess Krogs is kind of a little like Williams, and he's a lightweight.
It was his first dollar, so I can't question it.
It was his first dollar?
Yeah, dollars. Do you know what that is?
No.
Means it's like until like a midnight, drinks are a dollar.
And it was his first one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just turned 21 on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was his first one.
His first dollars night.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was his first
Wait,
drink.
You could drink anything for a buck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
We need to go back to college, man. They used to have what was the one underneath Peoples? This is well before Jared's time. It's like, what are you talking about? Peoples? Yeah. That's not even there anymore. Dating myself. Lumpy's was in the basement, and they had like penny pitchers.
Yeah.
You know, quarter shot and
where
stuff
Where was
like
this
that.
At?
Where CVS Pharmacy is now on the corner of Welch and Lincoln Way.
Right? Oh, okay.
There?
Yeah.
There was a famous bar called Peoples, like the most famous bar in Iowa State. And then in the basement of that, they had a bar called Lumpy's that was like literally people would piss on the floor. I'm not joking, dude.
Could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine if drinks were a buck while we're out in Vegas? I wouldn't have returned home. A buck?
Yeah.
So...
But it's only till midnight.
We were gambling.
They were, by the way. I went into a seedy casino with the boys. They had cans of Michelob at the bar for a buck.
Did they?
Yep, you can find them.
So on Saturday, we sat in the Venetian Sportsbook, but we were able to get free drinks because we were sitting where you can play like...
Nobody was playing, but
yeah. Yeah, you can play like blackjack on the screen.
Uh-huh.
We weren't playing it. We were actually looking further ahead and watching the games, but they kept bringing us drinks. Well, then, you know, you tip them. Well, when the Iowa State game came on, we went and actually sat in the sports book because it opened up, and the waitress comes up and she goes, "You know the drinks aren't free up here now." I go, "Okay, that's fine. I'll pay for them." And she goes, "Well, you just ordered a Red Bull vodka. That's $17.
What?
I said, "I'm going to go." So I walk up to the place where I'd been making all my bets. I showed them all my tickets. I said, "Guys, I've been betting here. You guys have, you know, taught me.
Yeah.
I go, can you give me some tickets?" So they threw like 4 miles away. And I'm back there. I go, "Okay, now I'll take my Red Vodka." Because they give away free drink tickets.
Yeah.
But I got in a little argument with the people at the Venetian. They tried telling me the Iowa State game was not on TV. And me and them had some choice words. And
they don't get Cyclones TV in Las Vegas?
No, they go, "We don't get the Longhorn Network." And I go, "Yeah, you do." "No, we've never gotten it." I go, "I know you've never gotten it before, but you get it now. It's on DirecTV." "No, it isn't." "Yes, it." And we went back and forth for a couple minutes, and they came back and said, "You know what?
Was this the first year got added to DirecTV? How did you know?"
The only reason I knew is because Iowa State does a good job putting on information that's on there, and they basically said, "If you have the sports pack, it's going to be on the channel." Well, obviously, Vegas is going to have sports pack. So I knew they had it. But we got into it, and then he came back and he apologized, and then he gave me drink tickets to make up for it.
I'm surprised that they didn't.
Five more
I'm surprised.
Red Bulls.
I mean, Texas is a pretty well-known brand. I'm surprised they didn't think that they had the Longhorn Network.
Yeah, I don't know. I asked
you couldn't have been the first person to ever ask for a game on the Longhorn Network to be put on the TV.
Probably not.
I wouldn't think.
Well, and then I asked him to put it up on the big screen.
Yeah.
For some reason, they didn't think the Iowa State Texas game was a big enough play.
I wonder how they make
that
decision in the sports book. Because they're all pretty big screens, relatively speaking, to get some really big ones.
Huge, yeah.
Not only that, but then they only have one audio feed, you know, so there's not all mixed together. So who makes that call? Which one you're listening to, which one you're watching, et cetera.
That gets confusing sometimes when you hear the audio and you think it's matching up with a game you're maybe watching and it's not.
Yeah.
They had Ohio State, Wisconsin, I believe, was up on one of the big screens with the audio.
Man, who would have thought that would be a bigger game than Iowa State, Texas?
Not me. Not me.
Jared, are you going to go next year to Vegas? Have we tempted you? Are you ready to go?
It would be fun. I just that's a lot of money for me.
Mark will pay for you next
year. You got to quit spending your money on dollar beers, dude. just put a little milk jug in your room and start putting money in there. And before too long, you'll be in Vegas. Other than losing all my money gambling, Vegas itself wasn't all that expensive.
No.
I mean, the flight was $300, maybe not even that. Was it that
hotels
much?
For 3 nights were $300.
So $600-$700. You're in Vegas for 3 nights.
And really, the food and drinks are always cheap.
Free. I mean, if you play your cards right, you can drink for free.
Absolutely. Now, if you're, don't be a dickhead. Tip the waitresses.
Yep. I got somebody here, so I got to take off the headset.
So, yeah, you know, everyone, like I said before, everyone behaved themselves. There's a couple of little issues that we ran into, but for the most part, no one got in trouble. No one got arrested.
I don't think I could spend that many days with you.
Yes, you could.
No.
I'm a lot of fun.
I couldn't spend that many days with you.
What would be the issue that you would have with me?
You'd be mean. You're just mean to me. All the time.
He's mean to me, too.
Luckily, now we have Krogs to kind of take some of it away, but yeah.
Well, yeah. When you're the newbie, you got to get hazed a little bit. You got to get hazed a little bit.
Getting hazed in Vegas, though, is a different type of hazing.
How annoyed were you with me, Charter, on Saturday night when I lost all those bets and then I started just being negative and saying, they'll blow it. They will. But they'll blow it. And every game.
Well, you and I, like one of the few bets we won was we had
Ohio State second half.
Ohio State to win the second half. Yeah, they were -6.5, -7, I think. They were down. Is that right? Am I remembering?
They're only down. No, it was -3.5, -4 or something in the second half. They just needed to essentially win, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you were saying, yeah, they're going to lose, they're going to lose, they're going to lose. And then they won, of course. And at the same time as that was happening,
Cubbies.
Miguel Montero was hitting a grand slam for the Cubs. So we had two TVs in the room. We're watching both.
Won both those.
And then we ran down and went to dinner. So that was a decent night. And then the next day we lost all our money.
Can I say something about the dinner?
Sure.
I've never been to a steak place where they charge you $55 a steak, where I've ever sat there and ate the steak and been like, man, steak is so much better than a $30 steak I've had before.
Yeah.
Never in my life.
Yeah.
To me, it's never $25 better. Would you agree with that statement?
Was it this one?
This place went to. The steak was, it was good. The crab that came with it was good.
No, I thought the steak was marginal. I think it could have been better. I'd had better steaks before. It's ambiance. You're paying for where you're eating it at. I mean, if you went down and bought an $8 steak somewhere downtown Vegas, I think you would have thought that was better. That was a better steak. It should have been. I mean, there is a difference in the cut of meat and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not saying it was bad. I never think that I have a steak that's that expensive. I think, man, this is the best steak.
Well, at any point, if you spend $100 on a dinner, Are you thinking to myself, that was $100 well spent when you know that you can go to McDonald's for $6?
Well, I
mean,
I do
that's the argument, you know? No. Is it ever worth it?
And the answer to that for me is always no.
Yeah.
I've never had a $100 meal.
Next year when we go, I think we mix it up. We don't do nice dinner.
Yep.
I think we go downtown and we find some seedy joint that's going to give us diarrhea, dude. And
now,
we risk it.
Now we're talking my language.
Yeah, we risk it.
Yeah.
Let's mix it up.
I'm only if we can go to the strip club.
You already were extra gassy in there the whole time, so I don't know if it could get any worse.
I tooted it a couple times. Admit it. I don't think the guy was the only one, though.
I couldn't take a shower without Charter walking in on me in a shower here.
That's true.
Every time I took a shower.
I did it twice.
Man. Charter couldn't wait 3 minutes to come into the bathroom. He's like, don't worry about me, Gray. I'm like,
and plus it was a glass shower.
Glass shower.
So he couldn't hide. I wasn't trying to look, though. It's just, you know.
He was periscoping it.
You chose inappropriate times to take showers, man. It's more about you than anything else. So, you know, it was a good time. But next year we should do it a little bit different, and we should actually win.
And next year, do it on a bye. Well, Jared, we'll get Williams out there.
I think we're running out of time. Can we plug the party? Can we give some official detail at this point?
Yeah, so here's the deal. Next Thursday, the 27th, we're having the tip-off party. We're picking up a couple special members of a special program up there in Ames, bringing them down here to Thunderhead in Ankeny. Then the Friday, the 28th, we're having a Fallcast party.
Fallcast. So are we doing the Fallcast next Thursday? We're not doing it there. Have we decided that part?
No, we haven't decided. I see. Personally, I think it'd be fun to do it there. I think you think it'd be fun to do it there.
I'll do it wherever.
Williams is being Williams, and he's saying no one cares to listen to us there. Which
nobody cares to listen to you there.
See, he may or may not be, but I think it'd be fun to have a couple of loyal Fallcast people on for a minute or two on the Fallcast.
I think nobody's a strong term.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I think nobody's a strong term. So
okay, your brother. He might want to sit in.
He would definitely come talk about it.
No, yeah. We're not having him back on again because all he talks about is track and field.
Nobody
gives a shit.
Yep.
So, obviously, people that are looking to go to a road game, Cycling Fanatics got a bus trip down to Kansas. Mm-hmm. That you come right down with me.
Boom.
I just got my credential today.
Drink on the bus.
Is that next week, that game?
No, it's in a month.
Yeah, like
so,
3 weeks.
So what time is our party? Next Friday at what time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Yep, next Friday, 7 o'clock. Come, have some drinks.
Thunderhead, right?
Thunderhead. Yep. Thunderhead and Ankeny. Charter said he'll buy everybody's booze and drinks, right, Charter?
I don't remember that. But
oh,
we'll
you
see.
Didn't say
we'll
okay.
See. Williams will be signing autographs, though.
Yes.
He didn't tell me that.
Bring your baby. Williams will sign your baby.
Bring your baby and a Sharpie. And then what we should do is get a deal with the tattoo shop. Williams autographs baby, and then you go tattoo over the autograph. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
That is.
Right?
That good parenting.
Bottom of the foot, that would work. You know, you can hide it.
I think
that would be only
I think right on the forehead.
I love it when people come up and ask Chris for a selfie or an autograph when I'm with them. He hates it, but I love it.
We had a bunch of people ask us for a picture in Welch Ave Station that time.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Before Size House of Trivia.
Jared,
what did we get, like second?
What did we get?
I know, but we gotta let them know if you want those tickets.
Third.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna go to the women's basketball game,
yeah. Jared, are you a selfie guy?
Am I a selfie guy?
Yeah, do you like taking selfies? Do you take selfies?
If I'm taking Snapchats, yeah.
See, you got a good selfie game because you got long arms.
Yeah.
I mean, you can really get it out there and get a nice view of yourself to it's not just your face.
Boom.
Charter took a selfie with another dude.
It was an airport selfie, dude. There was.
What do you feel about
C-Dub takes selfies all the time?
Yeah, and I make fun of C-Dub for it. If you're gonna take a selfie with your wife or with your kids, you know, I get it, acceptable. Take a selfie with another dude, I got issues with it. I think it's a little weird.
I just pulled up my phone to see the selfie you're referring to, and the first picture I saw was the picture of Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
<Jesus. laughs>
oh my God!
That. Don't ever send me that again.
It's a fake photo, but it's great. So. That one. What a great selfie. Me and my buddy Nick at the port.
Nick from Charterhouse Real Estate.
Nick from Charterhouse Real Estate.
I hear he closed a deal while in Vegas. He's that talented.
He did it, man.
Yeah,
he did.
That's incredible.
He's a young little sprite, but he's learning.
What
learning
do you
the
call
ropes.
Whippersnapper?
A whippersnapper. That's absolutely correct. So next Friday, come out and join us.
Yep, we got a lot going on. Thursday, Friday, big parties. Any Thursday, too, that we will be at Benchwarmers. The show starts from 6 to 7. Swing on out there. Next Thursday.
Except for next week.
Next week, no, because we'll be at Thunderhead. But any week after that, be fun. Mm-hmm. Stop by, watch games, have some drinks. If anyone wants to take me out in Golden Tee, good luck.
If anybody takes on Golden Tee and beats him, I'll buy him a drink.
I don't think anybody wants to take you on in Golden Tee except him, Mullen.
And he knows that he loses every single time.
I've already forgot. Benchwarmers or Thunderhead? Where's this at?
Thunderhead.
Friday? Thunderhead.
Thunderhead.
Okay.
Yep.
I get confused. You guys move back and forth a lot.
Well, you know, both great places. Both places Cyclone fans to stop in and support.
Boom.
Like those local businesses. All right, man.
We good?
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on. We should have made you do a shot and then also made C-Dub do a shot next week, too.
You guys, I'm going to, next time you lose, I'm going to make sure that C-Dub makes you a Vegas bomb.
Yeah. Gosh. What's with Vegas bombs?
They're good. They're delicious. I don't get why you don't like them.
Every time I'm out with him, he's like, great, you want a Vegas bomb with me?
What's in the Vegas bomb?
It's like peach schnapps, Red Bull, I want to say like Crown Royal, or no. I can't even think.
Doesn't sound horrible, though.
It's good. I like it.
You know, it's funny. I never order shots, ever. I think of myself as too old.
Yeah.
I didn't do a shot in Vegas, except when the 55-year-old couple.
They ordered them.
They ordered shots for us.
Rumble Mints and.
I had Fireball.
Fireball.
Yeah. Yeah. Fireball's a tasty shot.
Rumble Mints tastes like mouthwash. Tastes like strong mouthwash.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
I can't remember the last time I ordered a shot, though. Like, I've had people buying for me. I have not ordered a shot in eight years.
I think you bought those Vegas bombs we did.
If I bought them, it's because you told her to put them on my account. I never ordered them.
I don't think I really told her. I think she just did.
Yeah,
she just looks out for me.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
No comment.
Stay away from the ass gravy. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Peace.